And here on the Space Show, Cher is going to turn back time for us.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby. If I could turn back time.
60 years ago, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in the United States, was developing a large rocket called the Saturn I as a step towards the larger Saturn IB and the enormous Saturn V that would be required for the Apollo Man to the Moon project. Rather than just launch a dead mass into orbit, three test flights carried large satellites with unfurlable panels to detect meteorites and orbital debris. The first of these, Pegasus 1, was launched on 1965, February the 16th. Pegasus 2 followed 60 years ago this week on May the 25th. Here's a recording I made.
America's mightiest rocket, the Saturn I, placed in orbit today a Pegasus 2 satellite designed to provide information on particles in space and the hazards they offer to astronauts. The Saturn rocket, the height of an 18-story building, roared into the dark sky from Cape Kennedy, Florida, atop a column of flame. Within 25 minutes of the launching, the Federal Space Agency announced that the Pegasus satellite was in orbit and had unfolded its wing panels as planned. As it orbits the Earth, it will report by radio on the number of bits of space debris it encounters. It was the second of three similar projects. Last February 16th, the first Pegasus satellite was put into orbit by a Saturn I rocket, and a third will be fired as a forerunner of the mighty Saturn V rocket, which is being developed to send astronauts to the moon.
That report from the Voice of America. A Pegasus 3 was launched on July the 30th. Now, if space debris was considered a problem in 1965, when fewer than 1,500 objects had been tracked in orbit, consider the problem today, when well over 60,000 objects have been identified.